Also, what sort of axillary surgery do you do? 55% of them had a sentinel lymph node biopsy. And then if you look at the results, the median number of nodes taken was 4, but it did range up to 88. And so that seems incredibly high. And then the question is, do you need to do axillary surgery on these tumours? Well, when you look at the B5A non-invasive cancers that were actually non-invasive on surgery, the proportion of positive nodes is very, very tiny. We had 5, which is 0.5%. But if you look at these B5A non-invasive ones that turn out to be invasive, about 12% of them actually do turn out to be positive. So it looks as though you do need to do some axillary surgery on those. But it's very difficult to decide once you get a non-invasive diagnosis. If you know it's going to be non-invasive, clearly you could question whether you need to do axillary surgery. But you don't know how many of them are actually going to be these and have 12% with